Today is billed as a posture and breathing boot camp. Today, by the way, Anita Feng was supposed to be here, but Anita's mother is very ill. And then next week, Lidun was supposed to give her talk, first one in many, many years. Ever. And then her mother has gotten very, very ill, so she's going to leave to Norway. So I'll do something next week as well. I thought maybe next week I'll talk about getting quiet, so the thinking aspect, more subtle. Today how does that sound, Brunetta? Does that sound all right? Okay. Brunetta's the king and queen of that, of the Sunday routine. So today I'll just talk about breathing and posture, so getting in the physical right as best we can. And I don't have a watch, but Lidun, can you give me a high sign at 25? 20 after?
Yeah.
20 after. Okay, there you go. Thanks. Yeah. Perfect. So my teacher, a Japanese teacher, was once asked, what's the greatest contribution of Zen to the West? And he said, breathing and posture. That's the way it was recounted in a book by Eiken Roshi. And those two things, those are the two places I come back to when I'm a little lost in thought or not sure where to go, are my breathing and my posture. Both of those things are with us always. We always have breathing, we always have a posture. And they're, both of them bring us back to the moment, out of our head and into our body. So first of all, I want to talk about posture. The most important thing with posture, the starting place, is the base. So it's important to get, the reason we sit on a zafu is to get our pelvis higher than our knees. If our knees are up like this, if I'm sitting like this, then my posture wants to go like this, like a C. And that's good. It's okay. You know, it's good for thinking. But it's not so good for not thinking and for opening up. So that's why we raise our butt up. And the amount that we raise our bottom up will differ depending on our body, our age, many different factors. You have to figure out how high to go. But that your bottom gets higher than your knees is important. So also, you know, Jennifer, I'll pick on you. If it's possible, this is not so good to have your knees up like this, because again, it puts more pressure on you to do this, to kind of, and which is, you look great. Don't get me wrong, but you, my guess is you're expending more energy than I am to look great, because if your knees are down like this, your body more natural, your back more naturally grows from your pelvis region. So I make a big deal of this. It's the idea is that you have a tripod. Your knees, and of course I have this going on too, but your knees and your bottom and your pelvis tends to roll naturally, in a kind of natural way. I don't put a lot of emphasis on rolling your pelvis. Were you taught that? No, I
just
wasn't.
Keep your back straight.
I wasn't either, but just to in a relaxed way, there's going to be curve. It's going to curve. You know, you're going to have, it's not going to be perfectly straight. There's a kind of a bump back there, but then, and then, so, you know, like that. But your torso should grow from that. Now, sometimes you can't do that. Like I suggest, there you go. See, that's getting closer. And another possibility, if you can't do it that way, is, of course, do it this way. Same thing. Knees lower than my pelvis. And a tripod. 1, 2, 3. And I get the same feeling of light. It's easy to stay up like this. Now, I'm sorry. I know your name, but I can't...
Ben,
that's right. Yeah. Ben, nice to see you again. One of your knees is on your foot there. Yeah. Is it possible to get that down? No. The other knee. There you go. Either that or, yeah. Because that way both knees are down. And it's helpful for both knees to be down. So the base is really important. I sit Burmese now because I messed up my knees by running and sitting. But, you know, this is quarter lotus, one step up here on one side. This is half lotus, so up on your thigh. Forget about it, Karen. Karen's shaking her head. Yeah. And then this, I'm going to be like Kozen Daito. He famously, he couldn't sit either. He had to sit in a chair. And then before he gives the thing that we chant, just before that, he breaks his legs right into full lotus. Ah! Yeah, so this, which I used to be able to do so easily, is full lotus here. And although this one would be further up. Can anybody demonstrate that?
Mm. Wes? I hurt my knee too.
Okay. All right. Anyhow. Yeah, Ben. Yeah, there you go. Good job. You got it. Look at that youngster, huh? Yeah, I remember the days. And can you feel what that does to your pelvis? I mean, honestly, when I do full lotus, Ben, I just naturally go like this. Sit up straight. Very naturally. Oh, look at Max. He's nodding. And isn't that true, Max? Don't you find that? It puts a certain kind of pressure on your back, on your lower back, that just naturally has you sit up straight. So I'm sure that's why full lotus.
I don't think I'm doing it correctly.
Oh, you're getting it. That's basically it. Yeah. Yeah.
Not quite, but
so the higher you the more like this I get, the more there is a kind of a natural inclination for my back to roll. Again, you're going to have to decide how high to get. For me, the fuller lotus, the closer to full lotus I get, the lower I get on the cushion. The more, the closer to Burmese, like this, the higher I want to sit up. So we have many support cushions. They're behind that screen, hidden. Maybe we should get some out. But feel free to build up. That's what support cushions are for, until you feel comfortable. Another thing I sometimes do, I told somebody this at the retreat, is curl. This is kind of a way to cheat. It's just curl the support cushion underneath. So like this. And what that does is... And what the support cushion does in general, and what the Zafu does in general, is just lean you forward a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's a helpful thing, because again, we have a tendency to do this. If we're leaned forward a little bit, we just more naturally sit up straight. And the sitting up straight is important for meditation. I mean, I'm a real believer in that, in the power of your posture to open up your body, and so that you can sit up and relaxed, and your mind can follow and become more open and lighter. I really think if we're like this, it's just harder, you know, over time. It's not, there's nothing magic about it. We can sit perfectly and still be, I know this, you know, still be grinding away. But it has a real effect on our mind. So, yeah.
When you sit in the chair also, you can't do the leg things and the knee things as much, you know. But you can assume Robert Littman says, a horse riding position.
Which is
feet flat. And then you have to sit straight or you're not going to be able to ride the horse.
Oh, with your feet, so flatten your feet.
Flatten your feet and your legs are apart slightly. And it works the same way.
Look at Stephen. He's got this special chair here. Mm-hmm. And his knees are very much, he's almost like a Seiza chair. His knees are very much lower than his pelvis. Eric, I wonder whether, and Kaj too, whether with these chairs, this is just what we could find, right? I mean, we have millions of them. But whether it would be a good idea to raise it up with some support cushions. Because when I look at you guys, your knees are are flat like this, right at your pelvis. If you were to raise it up, I think you'd sit better. I do that at home. I put a Zafu on my chair just so that I can get higher.
This is probably too much, but...
It might be. Maybe you could find a flat one. You feel the difference there, Aaron? Yeah. It really makes a difference. It's a little bit magic almost. So, wow, time is flying. Well, that's the base. And from that, our torso grows. Barbara.
Sorry.
And Lidun. from that, our torso grows. I was taught, and I don't want to overemphasize this, but I often say, like, you may not need much help. You may just naturally grow like this from this. But if you're going to put any emphasis, put it on your sternum. Rather than crunching, rolling your sometimes you hear roll your pelvis forward. I'd be a little careful with that. I wouldn't do it too much. Just very slightly, not too much, be aware of your sternum and raise it a little bit. One way to do that is just to breathe in naturally. And notice the way your sternum rises. And on an out-breath, just leave it there. Just don't let it quite go down as much. So in-breath. And then out-breath. So there's a little bit of... A little bit of upward movement there. You should be able to relax your shoulders. It's important to relax your shoulders, not to pull yourself up by your shoulders. And sometimes they say, one of my brother monks would say, roll your shoulders back. I'm not sure... I never think about that. My shoulders just kind of fall. If I put a little bit of emphasis on my sternum, also up and a little bit out, then my shoulders kind of settle nicely without having to roll them. I am not... I just made a decision some years ago not to insist that you sit like this, as some Zen schools do, or places like where I came from. If you want to sit like this, I'm good with it. If you want to sit like this, that's okay too. And but the one mudra that we were allowed and we were corrected, you know, is like this at Mount Baldy. Later the Roshi said, yeah, if you're really in trouble, you can sit like this. I think that was particularly when it was cold. You know? And so then there was a whole movement, me and another monk sit like this, and other monks, what are you doing? You can't do that. No, he said it was okay. Anyway, so there was a lot of back and forth around that. But here, you know, the small things. When you're living in a small universe, every little thing, you know. Like this is okay. If you do sit like this, and I know a lot of you do, this is the classic Zen mudra. I just want to say a little bit about it, because it's what I'm most familiar with. Of course, left over right. Is just the way we do it. And I suggest you line up your fingers. Often they're not sort of lined up, but line up your fingers. And then make a nice circle. You know, it's not going to be perfect. That's not a perfect circle. But rather than this, open it up like this. And it makes a psychological difference to open it up like this, to make it kind of big and open. And then your thumb should just be slightly touching. You know, I sometimes say, as if there's a little electric spark is all that could get through there. So just a little bit, and it's really energetic to have it to try to just have a little bit of touching there, not pressed together, not falling apart. And this brings energy and awareness and attention to our hara, to the middle of our body, which is classically three fingers underneath our belly button. That's the middle, the hara. And I know some, like Harada Roshi, for instance, I think makes a big deal of breathing from your hara, really being paying attention to your hara. That was never made a big deal with me. Who is that? Oh, we're ready to quit now? Uh-huh, okay. Well, anyway, so we got to that. Part two next week.
Yes.
That's easy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to talk about. Eyes, head, nose, breathing, and, of course, thinking, too. So, to be continued. Thanks a lot.